only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand. And I don't know what to say. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh, my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI agents entering the official residence of New York City Mayor Eric Adams this morning. They seized his phone ahead of a criminal indictment expected to be unsealed shortly. The mayor, in a video message overnight, saying when the charges are revealed,
these charges will be entirely false. Based on lies.
Several of the mayor's inner circle have recently resigned. Adams says he will not step down. Along the Florida Panhandle and Gulf Coast, people are bracing for Hurricane Helene. ABC's Whit Johnson's in Tampa.
You might remember Hurricane Idalia caused significant flooding in this area. Flooding always an issue here, so that's why officials are so concerned with this one. Transportation getting out of Tampa is also increasingly becoming difficult. The Tampa International Airport shut down this morning. morning to commercial and cargo traffic at 2 a.m. It's expected to remain closed until Friday.
ABC's Whit Johnson in Tampa, Florida. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 4-year-old girl from Neillsville is expected to pull through after being found shot in a home yesterday. At this point, investigators say it looks like another child shot her with a handgun. They haven't said whether it was an accident. Local election clerks are busy explaining how secure Wisconsin's balloting is. For instance, Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bale says all poll workers work in twos.
Two poll workers initial your ballot. Two poll workers are checking you into the poll book. Two poll workers are involved if an absentee is damaged and needs to be remade.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bale says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Yellow, the company formerly known as Schwann's, will be shutting down after 72 years in business. The Minnesota-based company said they'll be getting out of the frozen food delivery business in November after first starting in 1952. Across Wisconsin, 79 people, along with about 1,100 people nationwide, will be losing their jobs, with the company blaming staffing and food supply chain issues. Their last day in business will be November 8th. Yesterday, the 25th, one of the Prentice School District buses was involved in a minor collision. The Prentice School District stated in a Facebook post that all passengers and drivers are safe and there are no injuries reported at this time. They would also like to extend their appreciation to the ambulance and fire teams for their quick response. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do. And, so we'll just hopefully keep building them up every day.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear, a little fog by morning into the low 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high near 80. Going to continue through the weekend too with sunshine. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
98 Q Country.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long. Time is up. Bye-bye, love. baby, bye bye.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Say love is more precious than gold and can't be bought and it can't be sold. I got love enough to spare that makes me a millionaire. I got shine down deep as a diamond mine. She's my treasure, so very rare. She made me a millionaire. When we ride around this old time in my beat up.
pizza party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine. When a prince pulled up, a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. Plenty old enough. And you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door. Sorry, but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke. And that was all she wrote. So the story goes. A grounded girl to just up and run. Of course she can't fence time, and you can't stop love. Now all the biddies in the beauty shop got some going nonstop, sipping on pink lemonade. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you. Yes, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby.
Love a little Luke on a Thursday morning. Luke Bryan at 98Q Country. Open house going on today. If you want to swing on by, Embrace in Phillips. They're doing open house today from 11 until 1. They're located at 305 South Avon Avenue. You can stop on by for an office tour during that time. You can connect with others in a kind of a collaborative space there. And you're welcome to, you know, just kind of come and hang out, bring a lunch if you want to. There will be coffee and hot cocoa and tea, but that's the Embrace office in Phillips, and they're having their open house today from 11 until 1. I want to let you know also that Ruby's Pantry is going Saturday. Saturday in Butternut. So the next distribution will be Saturday at the Butternut School from 11 to 12:30. If you've never done this before, it's open to everyone. There's no income guidelines. Bring $25 in cash, and you'll get a share number, and you'll get in line. And when you go through, you'll get probably 50, 60 pounds worth of food. It varies a little bit every time, but it's always a value. There's no doubt about it. If you're going to go to this, again, distribution starts at 11. I would get there by 9:30 or 10 in line and ready to go. So for that $25 cash donation, you receive about 65 pounds of food. And what's nice is any money, any funds that's made from this organization, they put it back into the community. So it's a wonderful thing. Ruby's Pantry is right on Wisconsin. Well, it's at the Butternut School, but you line up on Wisconsin Avenue and go back up to 4th Street. So that's going on this Saturday. We'll get to our birthdays in just a moment. If you got somebody, give us a call at 715-762-3221. Anniversaries, too. Your morning show guy wasn't paying attention, and we messed up our outdoor report just a little bit ago. So let's do that. And I believe, I have no idea where I'm going here. It's brought to you by J&A Services is what I was meant to say. Outdoor news is brought to you by J&A Services.
You said that.
Yeah. Attention outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. If you like fishing for smallmouth bass, you must love this time of year because the smallmouth are biting. I find this to be one of my favorite times of the year, and I'll tell you what I do to catch them, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
I love this time of year because the smallmouth bass are biting. This is when you can catch a lot of smallies in a short period of time. You only need a few hours each day to literally wear yourself out. What I do is rig two rods, one with a lipless crankbait and one with a drop shot rig, and I make sure I've got some smaller sucker minnows. I call them the walleye size suckers in my live well. And I go out and I start with the lipless crankbait. Cast it out, let it sink to the bottom. Make sure that that lure settles. You'll see that line just go slack as soon as that lure hits the bottom. And then you just slow it back. Retrieve it nice and easy, and it will give off just enough vibration and sound to trigger strikes where those smallmouth are lurking. And if that doesn't work, you switch over to the drop shot rig with the sucker minnow, and you work deeper structure. And that is where they'll be hanging if they're not in that shallower water and getting triggered by those crankbaits. So lipless crankbaits, sucker minnows, either way, you're going to catch a lot of smallmouth this time of year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI agents entering the official residence of New York City Mayor Eric Adams this morning. They seized his phone ahead of a criminal indictment expected to be unsealed shortly. The mayor, in a video message overnight, saying when the charges are revealed,
these charges will be entirely false, based on lies.
Several of the mayor's inner circle have recently resigned. Adams says he will not step down. Along the Florida Panhandle and Gulf Coast, people are bracing for Hurricane Helene. ABC's Whit Johnson's in Tampa.
You might remember Hurricane Idalia caused significant flooding in this area. Flooding always an issue here, so that's why officials are so concerned with this one. Transportation getting out of Tampa is also increasingly becoming difficult. The Tampa International Airport shut down this morning to commercial and cargo traffic at 2 a.m. It's expected to remain closed until Friday.
ABC's Whit Johnson in Tampa, Florida. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 4-year-old girl from Neillsville is expected to pull through after being found shot in a home yesterday. At this point, investigators say it looks like another child shot her with a handgun. They haven't said whether it was an accident. Local election clerks are busy explaining how secure Wisconsin's balloting is. For instance, Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bale says all poll workers work in twos.
Two poll workers initial your ballot. Two poll workers are checking you into the poll book. Two poll workers are involved if an absentee is damaged and needs to be remade.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bale says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Early Saturday morning, a young 19-year-old hunter from Sugar Camp near St. Germain was involved in a harrowing situation. 19-year-old Chase Melton was out hunting with a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old at their hunting spot when they realized they had been surrounded by a pack of wolves. Melton attempted making some noises, such as clapping, stomping, breaking some sticks, in order to scare the animals off, but it hadn't worked. So Melton made the decision to fire at one of the wolves that was charging them. A witness hunting 300 feet away reported seeing at least 5 wolves surrounding the young hunter's blind and another 4 in the general area. After Melton took the shot, the rest of the wolves retreated, and everybody made it out of the incident safe. Immediately after, Melton contacted the DNR, and there is currently an investigation ongoing. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do. And, so we'll just hopefully keep building them up every day.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Birthdays, anniversaries, if you're celebrating here on this 26th day of September, you are sharing your day with Serena Williams, the tennis superstar, younger sister of Venus, and she is 43 today. Beto O'Rourke, the Texas politician, was a 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful. There were a lot of them in there. He is 52 today for Robert Beto O'Rourke. James Cavazel, the mainly a movie actor from The Passion of Christ, Bobby Jones, and others. Spent 5 seasons on TV as a star of Person of Interest. James Cavazel is 56 today. Country singer Doug Supernaw, born on this day, 1960, reached number 1 on the Billboard chart with I Don't Call Him Daddy in 1993. Passed away of lung and bladder cancer back in 2020, Doug Supernaw. Linda Hamilton, the Golden Globe winner, the actress from Terminator 2, Mr. Destiny, TV's Beauty and the Beast, and was married to director James Cameron. 68 for Linda Hamilton today. It seems like married always is preceded by was on our celebrity list most of the time. Carlene Carter, the daughter of June Carter Cash and country singer Carl Smith, was for a time married to English new waver Nick Lowe, and later the longtime girlfriend of the late heartbreaker bassist Howie Epstein, who introduced a number of her albums. Carlene Carter. Carlene Carter is 69 today. Olivia Newton-John, the British-born singer. Anyone who was in their teens back in the late 70s and 80s knows that she was it. She was the music icon. Physical, of course, and many others. John Travolta and Grease in the late 70s. She was a singer, actress, the whole deal there. Olivia Newton-John, born on this day, 1948. We lost her a couple years ago, back in 2022. Lynn Anderson, the country star. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. Lynn, it's still a line that comes up once in a while. Anybody who's a little older, and you're around a rose garden and you've been married long enough, it comes up. So Lynn Anderson, she had that hit song back in 1970. She had some other ones too. Lynn Anderson, born on this day, 1947. She passed in 2015. Ann Robinson, the Weakest Link. She was the host of that show. She was mean on that show. I'm thinking that she isn't that mean in real life. I'm hoping that her and her family look back at that show and say, that was fun being that person. Because if she actually is that mean, then I don't want to be around her. She's 80 today. The Weakest Link hostess, meanie, Ann Robinson. David, you are the Weakest Link. David Frizzell, the singer and guitarist, is a younger brother of country legendary Lefty Frizzell. He's 83 today, is David. Winnie Mandela, as the wife of Nelson Mandela from 58 through 96, she was seen as a champion in the fight against apartheid in South Africa. She went on to serve in the nation's government, but was accused of murder and convicted of fraud and theft. Winnie Mandela, born on this day, 1936, passed in 2018. Donna Douglas, the Louisiana native, a one-time beauty queen, played the bodacious but innocent Ellie Mae Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies in the 1960s show. Donna Douglas, real name Doris Smith, passed back in 2015. Mr. White Sport Coat himself, Marty Robbins, country superstar, crossed over to the pop charts, too. Everything crossed over to the pop charts back in those days, it seemed like. White Sport Coat, and a pink carnation, of course, reached number one. Actually, number two, I should say, back in 1957. I think there was probably an Elvis thing going on there. El Paso was the first Billboard number one hit of the 60s. Avid NASCAR fan, too, he was. And an occasional driver on the pro circuit, too. Marty Robbins, real name Marty Robinson, born on this day, 1927, passed in 1982. And Jack LaLanne, the pioneering bodybuilder and fitness guru. And he lived to be, if you're going to be a fitness guru, you better live a long time, right? So Jack LaLanne, fitness guru, 96, he passed away back in 2011. Happy birthday anniversary. If this 26th of September is a big one for you.
This is the final weekend of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Don't miss your last chance for adventure. There's hilarious entertainment, delicious food and drink, live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. Discount tickets available at Cub Foods, Menards, Quick Trip, and Walgreens. This is our closing weekend, so the gates will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get your on-site parking pass and plan your adventure at RenaissanceFest.com. Only 3 days left this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
98Q Country.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices, and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear, a little fog by morning into the low 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high near 80. It's going to continue through the weekend too with sunshine. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 45.
98Q Country.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. Both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend. We all get along. Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along on down the road. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect. friend, can't we all get along? To heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along. Down the road we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Sing a song, make a friend, can't we all get along?
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Bonfire.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Just a girl born. Washed in the blood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean? The way a girl gets when she turns 17, kind of crazy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California lie. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. It's easy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Still hard to believe he's gone, isn't it, Toby? Toby Keith there, God Lover, and 98Q Country. Enjoying the beautiful weather here. Baseball playoffs, Brewers, 3 out of 4 years, win the division in the playoffs. They'll be playing on Tuesday. I don't know if you've been following baseball this year, but this guy, Shohei Ohtani from the LA Dodgers, is having the greatest season for a hitter probably ever, for just a general overall player. Now, he is Babe Ruth. I mean, he's from another country, so generally when that happens and he doesn't speak English very well, the people don't latch on to him like they would like an Aaron Judge, because there's just kind of there's just a thing there with American baseball fans where there has to be the personality and stuff to go with it. And Ohtani, just his inability to communicate in English and all, it's a lot of stuff. But if you just look at his stats, for gosh sakes, he is Babe Ruth. Plus, I mean, he could pitch if he wanted to. He had an injury. So now he's focused on hitting. It's unclear whether he will ever go back to pitching again. His stats this year, he became the first player ever to have a 50-50 season, which means you hit 50 home runs and you steal 50 bases. I think the closest anybody came to that was like 50 and 20-something. It's unreal for a guy to hit that many home runs and be incredibly fast. He has 53 home runs and 56 stolen bases right now. 125 RBI. And what's cool is you're going to get to see him in the playoffs. He's been stuck. He was stuck with the Angels, the Anaheim, LA Angels of Anaheim and Southwest Alameda, whatever they call themselves. And that team just could never win. But now he's with the LA Dodgers, one of the best teams in baseball. The Brewers might get to see him somewhere along the playoff line here. That definitely is a possibility. So he's having what you can argue the greatest season, hitting-wise, and just overall speed on the bases and everything else. How many runs has he scored this year? He's scored 125 RBIs, and he's scored 130 runs. And his OPS, his slugging percentage, and all that stuff is just crazy, crazy. So baseball fans will be, it'll be kind of cool just to see him in that playoff scene and on the national scene. I have the ballot for this year's election. Anytime a presidential ballot comes out, I always like to look at all of the presidential names on there, because there's a lot of different parties, of course. And who's listed first and who's listed second and third and for whatever reason it may be. But, of course, you got Kamala D. Harris and Tim Walz, the Democratic side, Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance, Republican. But I like to look at the other ones. I like to look at the Constitution Party, where you got Randall Terry and Stephen Broden. And you got the Libertarian Party with Chase Russell Oliver. That's a good name. That's a good presidential name, isn't it? Chase Russell Oliver. Entering the room. And Mike Mike, it's three, it's M-I-K-E. The middle name is T-E-R with a small T, and the last name is M-A-A-T. All right. Confusing. Jill Stein is the Wisconsin Green Party candidate. Jill Stein and Rudolph Ware. And then you've got Claudia de la Cruz and Karina Garcia. They are the Party for Socialism and Liberalism. So they're on the ballot. You've got Cornel West and Malina Abdullah, they are with the Justice for All Party. And the final one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who did the rare thing of trying to get off the ballot, but couldn't, and Nicole Shanahan. They are with the We the People Party. So you got to pay attention. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different possibilities. Oh, there's always, of course, the write-in. Which, if you're going to write somebody in, it should be Snoopy. I'm just saying, should be.
Enbridge believes access to reliable and affordable energy is essential. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline moves that energy, transporting the raw product that's turned into transportation fuel and propane for thousands of homes, farms, and businesses here in Wisconsin. Propane keeps us warm, cooks our food, and powers farm and industrial equipment. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale. Some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right. So they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. If you can't make it down here, our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000 mile warranty. We got some nice inventory that are looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right. Pete Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the
Absolutely.
Update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, the first sitting mayor in New York history to be indicted. The federal charges still under seal, but in a video message overnight, he vowed to fight whatever charges he'll face.
I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you, that I would be a target. And a target I became. For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty.
FBI agents raided his residence this morning and seized his cell phone. Hurricane Helene strengthening as it moves along the Gulf of Mexico. Landfall is expected this evening along Florida's Big Bend area. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to arrive in New York today for his UN address tomorrow. The U.S. and other countries continue calling on Israel and Hezbollah to